This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. When you have the Discord app installed on your smart device or whatever computer you prefer. So that'll allow you to get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. And in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're starting out here tonight with the news about Amazon that hit earlier this week. We didn't cover this. And it's actually a good thing we waited because the follow-up news makes it even more of an interesting story.
Yeah, this, I think, by some people is being touted as a success for the hashtag Fight for 15.
Which is the minimum wage.
Fight for 15.
Thing.
Yeah, so Amazon did announce on Tuesday that they're raising the starting salary for and the minimum salary, or not salary, hourly wage for workers in the United States, for permanent and temporary workers in the United States, effective November 1st to $15 per hour. And that was being praised by all kinds of Fight for 15 activists as, look, Amazon is, you know, I know we've said that Amazon's a horrible company, but look, they're doing this really good thing here. Well, the news came out yesterday, and UPI has the story that says just days after raising the minimum wage nationwide, retailer Amazon acknowledged it comes with a price. To allow for the pay increase to $15 per hour for American workers only, does not affect the roughly 200,000 workers that aren't in the United States. An Amazon spokesman said that they will have to cut bonuses and stock options. Says the hourly increase to $15 will more than make up for the loss of bonuses. Saying the significant increase in hourly cash wages more than compensates for the phase-out of the incentive pay and stocks. In addition, because it's no longer incentive-based, the compensation will be more immediate and more predictable.
Well, there is that. I mean, it is easier to predict. It could allow for the employees to budget a little bit better, because if you don't know what the bonus is going to be, you know, it's a little harder to kind
That's why it's called a bonus.
Right.
Yeah, the problem with this is it creates inefficiencies in the system, right? So if you're
taking away incentives, that's
right,
bad.
Exactly,
right.
And that's exactly what it's doing. It's taking away incentives. So they got what they wanted, but if the company's less profitable at that point or becomes unprofitable as a result, which we all know Amazon...
Well, they wouldn't do this if it was going to make them unprofitable, right? It's actually...
Well, it's only been like the last, year and a half that they've actually turned a profit?
Right.
Really?
So the way they make money is by undercutting all their competition.
Sure.
So it's not surprising, an expansion. So it's not really too much of a surprise that, you know, this will have, but potentially if they were to go to 15 and then keep the incentives, it's going to have an impact on there.
But they're not keeping the incentives.
They're not, which kind of defeats the whole purpose, right?
Well, no, I mean, not from Amazon's perspective. From their perspective, they're looking
it defeats the purpose of the people who want the minimum wage to be $15.
Well, no, Jeff Bezos wants the minimum wage to be $15 per hour.
No, this gives them what they want because they want $15 an hour. They didn't think about the other part of, it's going to have to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
So here you go. Here's your $15 an hour, and no more Christmas bonus, no more sales bonus, no more whatever.
Generally,
bonuses.
The bonuses would be like quarterly based on profit, or at least the companies that I've worked for where they've given some kind of bonus. It was quarterly based on profit, and then there's all kinds of calculations of if you... you, not meaning you specifically, but you being the employees, met quotas and this, that, and here's a calculation.
That's not the kind of bonuses that it appeared from what I was reading that they were talking about. My interpretation of it was that there are bonuses like every 2 weeks, like just like basically on a,
really?
A pay schedule. Yeah.
Now, so is it across the board? Is it every employee that gets the bonus, or is it only the ones that perform?
My understanding is that we're talking about at least within the warehouse
CNN
workers.
CNN says it was, for hourly employees.
Yeah, so it sounded to me like warehouse workers. They were referring to warehouse workers. This might apply to other workers, but mostly warehouse workers.
Mm-hmm. But what I mean is, do the bonuses apply across the board to all employees, or is it only on the departments that get, you know, certain incentives?
They're only phasing the bonuses out for hourly employees.
That doesn't answer my question. Employees. Let me see if I can ask it in a different way. What I'm asking is, when they got the bonuses, the hourly employees that got them, were they given across the board? Meaning, did everybody in a department get the bonus, or was it only for the employees that actually did something out of the ordinary, that actually performed above a certain level?
The way, and again, I'm basing it only on the companies that I've worked for where they have given what are often referred to as quarterly bonuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not.
But sometimes was referred to as profit sharing, but it wasn't based solely on profit. It was based on a bunch of other calculations and a percentage of profit.
But it was given to everybody.
It was everybody.
Okay.
So, and it was a percentage of what you had earned in the previous quarter based on this new calculation. So the people that made more per hour, so the supervisors who were getting, you know, like 1.5-2 times what the low-level people were getting hourly, they were getting like 2.5-3 times% as much in the bonus because it was based on wages.
Earnings. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My understanding of it was that it was basically how efficient you were that during that period of time. So, like, if you were, yeah, I mean, there was a minimum threshold, but then there was the more efficient you were over that minimum threshold, you would get a bonus based on that.
You're saying you think that it was an individual incentive?
Yeah, it was individualized.
Okay.
Individual incentive. Sort of like a sales clerk, a salesperson might get a bonus for every.
Because that's what you want your bonus to be.
I mean, the bonus sale that they make.
The bonus Daryl's describing doesn't reward the individual.
Right,
it
correct.
It sort of rewards
right.
everybody for hitting some sort of generic target, whereas with the individual,
yes,
you're going to get
right.
better performance on an individual
exactly.
level, which is better for the company.
And the performance is what they were after from what I was under, in my interpretation of what I was reading.
Right, but how are you going to give a warehouse worker a sales bonus? They're just putting things
in
boxes.
Efficiency. It's an efficiency
moving
bonus.
Boxes.
It's not a sales bonus. It's an efficiency bonus.
You get paid if you're the top mover or whatever, right? So you're picking and pulling and moving things around, and if you can do it faster than the other ones, you get the bonus, that kind of thing. So there are ways to incentivize
that. I've never heard of that type of bonus, ever. Well, and I've worked in a lot of warehouses.
Okay. That's interesting. Actually, it's kind of surprising that you haven't seen that kind of bonus if you had worked in a warehouse.
Yeah.
Did they pay hourly?
Yeah.
Okay, because some places will pay by the pick, too. So you can, like, get paid based on your actual performance rather than just, you know, moseying around for a half hour and then doing a little bit of work and getting the same amount
of money.
So.
Amazon is known to do stuff differently, though. So it wouldn't really surprise me too much if they were to pay less as a starting
wage. Of course, none of the news articles,
that
mention that they're getting rid of the bonuses explain exactly, you know, how the bonuses were determined.
But either way,
not the details, no.
Even though the two types of bonuses you guys are talking about here are different, they're both still better than no bonus because
correct.
You're still incentivizing at some level
right.
better performance. If the whole team doesn't make the performance goal, then the whole team doesn't get paid versus the individual doesn't meet their performance goal, they don't get paid. Either way, if you cut both of those types of bonuses out, presuming it was one or the other,
right.
you still are just, now you're just down to hourly employees and they have no incentive to be more than an hourly employee, which is why hourly employees are the worst way to go, because
right.
you'll always see the sort of this natural incentive for the employee to do as little as possible
right.
within that hour in order to secure the job, in order to secure continued pay.
Right.
But never
What's
go above and beyond.
The least amount of work I can do
correct.
To not get fired.
Yep, that's basically what you're dealing with. And then the only way you get anything better than that is if there are employees who seem to value their role better than the other ones
right.
and go above and beyond what the sort of the bare minimum is. So is there more from the story as far as, you know, interesting detail about this? What are some of the outraged statements, if there are any? I don't know if you happen to have a detailed story with, like, you know, some labor organizer complaining about this. That's just what I would predict.
I actually didn't see that when I was reading comments and stuff online.
No?
It seems like people were in support of it, saying something to the effect of, well, they're still better off without the bonuses.
I wonder about that, because if it would cost Amazon more, does it really all cost Amazon more? Would they make this change?
I doubt it.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that costs a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. horizen.global.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, Venezuela cracking down on the border with the creation of a brand new policing agency.
All right, because didn't they recently announce they've lost 13% of their population?
Oh, no. They're claiming this. They're not saying this to keep people in. They're saying just to keep those darn Colombians out. You know, all those Colombians that want to come into Venezuela so they can starve.
In totally unrelated news, there was a headline a couple of days ago that apparently Venezuela's lost 13% of their population.
Oh, absolutely. So we can talk about that more on the way here. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Want to let you know about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's number 4, and Free Talk Live has been to all 3 thus far. We're looking forward to going to the 4th one, and hopefully we'll see you there. It's going to be in Austin, Texas, October 27th. And 28th, the Texas Bitcoin Conference is a great event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. And it's, of course, going to include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Just go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets. It is not too late. TexasBitcoinConference.com, although it's coming up fast, October 27th and 28th in Austin. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. We'll look forward to seeing you there. It's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio. Daryl, you were sharing with us a story about Amazon raising their wage for
$15 per hour. Fight for 15!
Right, for American workers.
Yes.
Do any of these Fight for 15 people call for $15 an hour for Chinese workers and other workers around
the
world?
No, because that would wind up making everything too expensive.
So they only care about people inside the United States.
Yeah, pretty much.
I see. Of course, I'm being
now,
facetious.
There are some that will call for what they refer to as fair trade, which means that they think that the workers in the other country should be paid a fair wage. Mm.
Whatever,
but they never really define what that means.
And there's another aspect of this story, too. Amazon doesn't pay the same wage across the United States. In different places, they pay different amounts relative to what the local
cost of living.
Competition is and so on. So it might be, around here, 15 or even less an hour is sufficient. But in, say, Seattle, 15 an hour is not enough. So it's, because Seattle obviously has significantly greater, part of that's probably the socialism and increased taxation and so forth, and increasing housing costs and regulations inhibiting the building of new construction. So there's not enough, housing demand to meet supply.
And the Seattle City Council is trying to blame Amazon for the lack of housing, and they tried passing that, I forget what the actual thing was that they were calling it, but it was basically the Amazon tax, to where it wasn't just Amazon that was going to be affected,
that's
but they would have been
the
most affected.
They couldn't call it the Amazon tax because that would be illegal.
Isn't the reason the housing situation so bad is because they have like a cap on housing, like you can't charge more than a certain amount and it costs more?
The reason why the housing situation is so bad is because the government stops people from building. You always have to jump through ridiculous hoops.
There are prohibitions in Seattle on new apartment complexes. There are prohibitions on all kinds of things.
If your economy is expanding to the point where you've got these new businesses opening up, like, we're hiring, and a bunch of people are moving in, but the bureaucrats are like, whoa, you want to build new houses? Hold on, we're going to need permits for that. You're going to need to jump through all these hoops. We got zoning committees, and then you're talking about years-long process before the housing market can even begin to think about expanding, and so prices shoot up in the meantime.
I just remember thinking back about a story. I think this was in Toronto. I definitely know it was a Canadian city where they lifted the cap. They had some sort of cap on what you could
new housing,
rent an apartment for.
So there are some places like New York City.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
New York City has something like that too.
And basically, nobody built for years and years and years new apartment complexes because if you can't make your money back on your investment, nobody's going to build.
Right.
And so that was basically what happened. And so it ultimately got to a point where...
Nor will they upgrade the current buildings either, or fix them.
The city lifted the cap. Prices went sky high because, now all of a sudden...
Now the market's actually seeking its...
Level. The demand is far outstripping supply. So you can rent apartments for much higher than what you should otherwise have been able to, and now there's new construction going on all over the place.
Right.
But I just think it's interesting because it's it just seems so absolutely insane. If they just allowed the free market to work as it should,
then there'd be plenty of
there would
space.
Be plenty of housing, and the prices wouldn't have gone sky high.
Right. I mean, you could easily, if you didn't have all these government boards, certification, licensing fees, all this these bribes that you have to pay to these government agencies just to get permission to begin building. And then, you know, let alone whatever inspections that have to happen during the building process and the ongoing. And, of course, in cities like Seattle and New York City, it's worse than it is in a place like Keene, New Hampshire. It's probably bad here, but it's probably not
and
as
remember
bad.
We talked a few weeks ago about some of the cities in the San Francisco Bay Area mm-hmm. that are prohibiting companies from feeding their employees on site,
right.
which then winds up. All right, so I now have to leave work to go do this and blah, 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 and then it winds up taking away, instead of having houses next to the working area, you need to have restaurants near the working area. And so now people have to live further away, and there's just all kinds of things to where you've got government agents that are just completely screwing with everything.
But it's their job, Daryl. They
no,
want
it's
to help
not their job to screw
something.
Everybody.
They're protecting the consumer.
Up.
Wait. No, they're protecting the consumer from unscrupulous builders who are going to come into the market, and they're going to build ramshackle shacks with just a coat of paint on them and bad electricians coming in there and creating fire hazards. This is what you get when you don't have government regulation.
Houston is the largest city in this country that does not have zoning.
They still have building codes. I guarantee you there's building codes in Houston.
Right, but they're not going to say you can't build a house here. Mm. Which is what Seattle is doing.
No,
Seattle is telling people, you cannot build a house here. You can't build an apartment complex
here. It's not zoned
here.
For that.
But now we don't have enough houses for people. Yeah. Well, if you would stop telling people they couldn't build houses, then
Correct.
You wouldn't have a housing shortage.
Correct. If you would, you know, allow them to build, that's a good step in the right direction. But then again, all these other cities just, you know, still stand in the way. Houston will still stand in the way with all of its regulatory. I'm sure there's a big bureaucracy in there.
Yeah, so let's jump back into, there's a couple more points on this Amazon story that I want to mention, where Jeff Bezos, who is the CEO.
Now the richest man in the world, I think, or something like that. Like
something
like that. He surpassed Bill Gates. I read that recently.
Right. Yeah. CEO of Amazon praised the wage hike. And, well, he's actually encouraging his competitors and, quote, other large employers to join us in this fight for 15. And Amazon officially supports an across-the-board United States
wage.
Increase of the minimum wage.
I have a
shame on
Amazon of why he's doing that. I suspect that he's now. What we know about Amazon is that they've bought into automation. Mm-hmm. They've actually they were buying robots from this company and to automate their processes.
So we just have to pay the robots,
eliminate the employees. But then they went and they actually bought one of the competitors in that space, one of the primary competitors.
The robot company.
Right.
Yeah.
So now they're going to have a situation where they can eliminate the employees after the minimum wage goes up,
Correct.
Increasing the cost of their competitors, and they're going to be in a better position to compete.
Right. So that's why we need the robot tax.
The toll-free number here tonight, you're being facetious. The toll-free number here tonight, 855.
Oh, there actually are people.
There are. Sure there are. 855-450-3733. You bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Friday, Senator Susan Collins delivered a defense of Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh, and moments later, Democrat Joe Manchin from West Virginia also voiced his support. Senator Collins from the Senate floor earlier today.
I have been alarmed and disturbed, however, by some who have suggested that unless Judge Kavanaugh's nomination is rejected, the Senate is somehow condoning sexual assault. Nothing could be further from the truth.
In September, 132,000 jobs were created. This is lower than what most analysts were expecting. On the flip side, the unemployment rate did fall to 3.7%. This is the lowest unemployment rate that we've had since 1969. Wages were also up slightly in September as well. This is USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. We're talking about the increase of the minimum wage, but that also led to a general conversation about government regulation and restricting artificially the housing market as a result of all these government regulations that, of course, stand in the way of getting things done, like building the housing that you need to have in order to support all the people that want to come in and get jobs in an area, like we've seen happening in Seattle, arguably San Francisco, probably suffering from some of the same issues.
Yep.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Bitcoin.com, that's where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. Learn about how it all got started with Bitcoin back in 2009. We're coming up soon on the 10th anniversary of the existence publicly of Bitcoin.
That's right.
So go and get started. Learn about it now. We were out at our cryptocurrency meetup today here in the Keene area, and I was at the bar talking with, I guess, one of the new bartenders about Bitcoin. The guy next to me overheard and asked me if I knew anything about it. I'm like, well, yes, I do. And so ended up giving him some free crypto, got him set up with a wallet. And you know what? Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can get either one of those things through Bitcoin.com. You can learn the basics at their Bitcoin.com Academy and more. It is not too late. It's what I tried to tell the guys. Like, look, even though it's $6,400 or whatever for one Bitcoin, you can get a fraction of it. You don't have to pay $6,400 and buy a whole Bitcoin. And we may still be on the low end of this thing.
We are.
It's only been a decade.
Right.
And so the fundamental changes that could still be ahead to the idea of money, which is what Bitcoin has essentially fundamentally changed. It's decentralized money. It's taken it out of the control of the bureaucrats and the bankers and put it in the hands of the people. Go to, we're just scratching the surface on what it can do. Go to Bitcoin.com, get started there, learn more about it. As we continue here, Daryl, you had a part of the story about the employees upset.
Right, because you had asked the question of, you know, how are the employees responding? And most of the articles don't really say anything about what the response is. But there's a very brief paragraph in a Bloomberg article that says that workers who are already making $15 per hour or more will get a $1 per hour wage increase, according to a couple of people familiar with the matter who asked not to be identified, I guess, for their own protection because they're not authorized to speak to the press on this. Yep. And a lot of companies will have that, you know, put in some kind of agreement of you don't speak to the press on behalf of the company, blah, da, 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 da. And it says here that some longtime workers have expressed frustration that their wages are only going to increase in a very small percentage compared to new workers.
Yep.
And those that are, you know, like brand new, plus those that have been there a relatively short time, who are seeing hourly pay increases of 40%.
Right. If you were getting paid 10 or 11 bucks an hour, and then you go up to $15 an hour.
Yep.
That's where your 40 to 50% pay increase is. If you're getting $15 an hour and you go up to 16, because they said it was a $1 increase for anybody that already was making 15, that's 6.7 or 6.6%.
Let's think of somebody that, and I don't know what the current starting rate is at Amazon, but let's say...
It's at least 10.
It varies depending on the area.
Hold on. But let's say that somebody that's worked at Amazon for, say, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Is making $14 an hour.
Right.
They're only going up to $15 an hour.
Correct. And it's an insult.
Somebody that gets hired tomorrow also making $15 an hour. What the hell did I bust my ass here for the last 4 years for when I'm getting treated the same way as a guy that walked in the door yesterday?
Yeah. This is one of the reasons why the minimum wage increase hurts people. And it is insulting to the person who has ground their way, you know, year after year after year, climbing their way up through the pay scale in whatever corporation they've got. Then all of a sudden, boom, everything changes. And then all the kids that came in, you know, within the last 6 months are making the same amount as you.
And not to mention, when you raise the prices, you know, or raise the wage, you also, the minimum wage, you also raise the cost of, you know, purchasing goods from, you know, everywhere. So you end up actually not doing, and then the people above, you know, who are making more money, they're going to demand an increase in the wage. And at the end of the day, you end up basically everything just goes up.
Well,
and
they can demand it, but they're not probably going to get it. I mean, Amazon tossed them a dollar just so they could say they did something.
Here's the question. So will a lot of those people wind up leaving in frustration?
I doubt it. Where are they going to go?
Most of them aren't going to want to leave the job if they like it. I mean,
a lot of people don't like it.
This could be the straw that breaks the camel's back, and then they go somewhere else.
It could be, but again, what does Amazon care if their plan is to replace all these people with robots?
So it winds up saving Amazon money because now we're not giving this guy that made $20 an hour, we're not giving him a bonus anymore. He's not getting stock options anymore.
Right.
And he just walked out the door, so now we're saving a bunch of money.
And we'll hire some
by
kid for
hiring
15.
Dude for $15.
You know, it's actually interesting because it's a low-skill job to begin with. So that's actually probably in Amazon's advantage because if you're getting ready, you're higher paid unskilled workers.
Sure.
Well, guess what? You just get to hire a new worker and pay them less.
That's correct. They did that when I used to work at Kmart back in the late 1990s. They had all these older women.
Oh, Walmart's doing it now, I believe. Actually.
Sure. It's the same techniques.
Yeah, there's a guy that we know that works at the Walmart here in Keene where he said that some of the longtime workers are being offered severance packages.
Correct. That's exactly what Kmart did. They came in with all these older women in their 50s and 60s that had been at Kmart for, you know, more than a decade or for a long time. They were making decent money for a retail job because they were doing good work. They'd worked there for a long time. They knew what they were doing. And they offered them a decent severance package to say goodbye. And a lot of them took it. And then, you know, they hired some kids to replace them. Because like you said, they're just low-skilled jobs. They're not mm-hmm. hard to train people to do these things. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that. In fact, that was a nice thing for them to do. Hey, look, here's a nice severance package. You want to go and, you know, get a different job or retire? Here's a great excuse.
You know, it's one of the problems. People don't work, you know, they just kind of move up because they've been there a long time. But mm-hmm. if you're not gaining new skills,
right.
why should you be paid more? It's one of those things where if you want to get paid more, sometimes
do something different.
Oh, you're trying to logic here.
Well, I mean,
I've been at this company for 8 years and I'm making the same amount as I was 8 years ago. You should give me a pay raise.
There's different ways because to move up reasons. The ladder. And if you just end up, if you stick to the same thing year after year after year and
take
you
on no extra responsibility
and you just keep getting paid more, your job is eventually going to go bye-bye.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, of course, you can't have a job and expect that it's going to be there tomorrow. As long as your job exists at the pleasure of somebody else, you know, some boss, Jeff Bezos in this particular case, your job could be eliminated in the flash of a night. I mean, it could be the next day they decide we're just going to cut this whole department, we're going to roboticize everything, or whatever. Or like this is happening here where they're up increasing the pay for all the newbies to the point where it's insulting to the longtime employees. Who's like, screw this. What am I here for?
Yeah.
I'm not appreciated by, you know, this. It's an insult. It's a slap in the face.
You need to pick up skills. You know, whether it's some sort of education or, you know, just a trade or some kind, you know, because if you're not, if it can be automated away,
you're done.
You're gonna eventually lose that job. I certainly think there's certain you know, skills that are more difficult to automate, and I think truck driving is actually kind of one of them.
They're working on it.
They're working on it, but I think
auto driving trucks already.
Compared to like a warehouse work, I think it's going to be a lot longer to automate the truck driving world than it's going to be to automate warehouse.
Boy, I don't know, man, because they're in it deep on both of them. I mean, as you pointed out, Amazon already has some. That's an intense amount of robots, from what I understand, doing picking and, you know, all that stuff.
But they're all pre-programmed, you know, courses. There's nothing that's going to get in the way or, you know.
Right. Well, it works.
Right. But the truck driving industry is way different. Because
it's more
there's
difficult
a lot
for the
differences.
For, yeah.
Things
the
that programming. Get in the way that's not expected.
That much is true. But they've already got them. I think they're, you know, the kind of trucks where there's still a driver sitting there, but they do technically already have this technology, from what I understand. And it's companies like Walmart, you know, that are driving that kind of innovation. There's more coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good- good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on the on-air call-in lines on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. And thank you to Travis, one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers. He's a gold amplifier, which means he's doing $10 a month as an amper, which AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, the program that allows listeners like you to get behind this show financially and help us promote Free Talk Live, get on new radio stations around the country. We've got 190 of them today, and we could have more. You know, it takes money, it takes time, it takes marketing, and so the AMP money goes to doing that and also expanding our reach on the internet as well. Go and learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. And again, big thanks going to Travis, longtime amplifier. We're doing shout outs of all of our Free Talk Live amplifiers that want us to. By default, you're anonymous. If you want to opt in to being known, that's up to you. Just set your AMP settings appropriately once you create your account.
Now I'm just curious how many days we'll thank anonymous for being an amplifier.
No. We're not going to do that. Because I don't know how many of them there are. I actually haven't broken down to see how many of our 200 ampers are wanting to be thanked versus not. But anyway, thanks, Travis. And thanks to you if you are an amplifier or former amplifier. Of course, we'd love to have you back. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Because Free Talk Live, like it or not, we're the only show doing what we're doing in the space that we're doing it. Meaning, there is no other libertarian, truly libertarian talk show with the reach that Free Talk Live has.
In syndication.
Correct.
Yeah, not by far.
So please, get behind the show at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Daryl, you had comments from Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, remember a couple of... I was about to say a couple of months ago, but apparently it was only last month, so just a few weeks ago, that Sanders said he was going to introduce legislation called the Stop Bezos Act.
Oh, yeah. But Bezos actually stood for something.
Was a backronym for
right. It would be
bad
illegal.
Employers by zeroing out subsidies.
Because wouldn't it be illegal to create a law specifically to target one person or one company? Like, you can't do that.
Would do...
So we'll just name it after the person who we're targeting, but it's not actually his name. It's an acronym that happens to spell his name.
Right. And it's probably not going anywhere because the Democrats don't control Congress.
Yeah.
But this would, quote, according to CNN, levy a tax on large companies equal to the value of public benefits that their workers receive. So
a tax? Okay, so...
There's the claim that Walmart, quote, forces all of their employees to get on welfare.
That's been disproven, but there is that claim.
It has been disproven, but there is that claim.
Right.
So what this would do is for every dollar of welfare that any Walmart employee receives, Walmart corporate would be taxed to wind up paying a tax equal to the amount of welfare that their employees receive.
Wouldn't they just end up cutting jobs?
Possibly.
Possible. How would they also determine what amount of dollars the Walmart employees receive? That seems like a difficult task.
I don't know.
Or maybe only employing teenagers?
I mean, because they're less likely to be on welfare. They're healthy.
Right.
Bernie Sanders argued that if employers paid a, quote, living wage, taxpayers would save $150 billion a year on government assistance programs, including food stamps, Medicaid, and public housing. After Amazon
announced... There you go, small government Bernie. He's caring about the taxpayer now.
After Amazon announced the pay hike, Sanders praised the company and its founders, tweeting, thank you, Bezos tweeted this. I don't know why they have this after saying Sanders praised the company. But Bezos says, thank you, Senator Sanders. We're excited about this and also hope you will join in. And then Sanders said, I want to give credit where credit is due. I want to congratulate Mr. Bezos for doing exactly the right thing.
I wonder if he took that back after he found out that they cut the benefits and cut the bonuses or whatever.
I don't know if Bernie Sanders cares about people's bonuses.
No, why would Bernie Sanders care?
He just wants to hashtag fight for 15 because he needs another private jet or something.
Well, it's all political, right? So it's a political football. The whole minimum wage thing is an issue for them to pass around and act like they're doing something for somebody, when in point of fact, the minimum wage, as you pointed out earlier, it hurts the very people that
right, and
it's
remember,
intended to help.
It was just like 5 or 6 years ago when people were saying... $10.
Was it only 5 years ago they were saying that? I feel like I've been chanting for 15 for 5 years.
No, I remember there was the proposal back, I think it was 2012. There was the proposal for 10-10. Make minimum wage 10-10.
Wow. Huh.
I don't remember that.
I feel like Seattle put their minimum wage increase in back in like 2013, which would have been 5 years ago already, and it's one of those things that's tiered up so it doesn't go to 15 right away.
Yeah,
but
it goes
12, 13, 14. So
is the current minimum wage is like what, $7.25, something like that?
Something like that. Yes. Federal.
Yeah, yeah.
Some states have higher ones.
Yeah, so the Economic Policy Institute from 2014 has an article, 600 economists sign letter in support of 10-10 minimum wage.
Huh.
Well, yeah, but yeah, it just sort of seemed to have jumped from 10-10 straight to 15.
Why not go to
100? Well,
let's go to 1,000.
$1 million an hour. And then, you know, there's that book, 4-Hour Work Week. Screw that. Nobody has to work more than 1 hour a year. Then we can have full employment because everybody will have a job. And then everybody will be a millionaire.
Unless everything gets outsourced.
Well, you know, you mentioned the 4-Hour Work Week, but there is an update on that company that did the test of the 4-day work week. And they're saying...
There have probably been a bunch of companies that have done that. I know the airline that I worked for, which was a subsidiary of Delta, they had some of the shifts. You worked 4 days.
Mm-hmm. So
and
10-hour shifts. 10-hour shifts.
Yeah, it was 10-hour shifts. I loved it.
And that's what they're saying here. Zoe Druitt reporting over at the Metro in the UK that the four-day work week will be made permanent at a New Zealand company after the trial was so successful they found there was no downside. Staff reported better productivity, better work-life balance, yet, you know, an extra day to clean your house or do whatever, right, or shopping or whatever you need, and lower stress levels after working 4 8-hour days per week for 2 months. The trial at Perpetual Guardian, a financial services firm that manages trust, wills, and estates, involved almost 250 employees across 16 offices. They worked 4 days, equaling 32 working hours instead of 40, but they were still paid for 5 days. So that's a little different than going 10 hours, like you were talking about.
Right. Well, I remember reading about this, and the way they're saying they were paid for 5 days, essentially they were salaried employees.
I see.
That you still have X amount of work to do.
Right.
You have to figure out how to do it in 4 days.
In 4 days instead of
five. And you're still getting paid the same.
I see. Researchers from Auckland University Technology studied the effects and found employees were turning up on time, not leaving early, attendance was better, and staff took fewer breaks. Actual job performance didn't change, said the researchers. Staff will now be given the option of whether or not to opt into the new scheme, with those who opt to stick to a five-day structure given other benefits such as shorter working hours. Barnes said, this is the founder of the company, said, for us, this is about our company getting improved productivity from greater workplace efficiencies. There's no downside. The right attitude is a requirement to make it work. Everybody has to be committed and take it seriously for us to create a viable long-term model for our business. Human resources professor at Auckland University said staff in the trial reported coming back to work energized after their days off. They said the change motivated them to find ways of increasing their productivity while in the office, including cutting meetings to 30 minutes at a time and signaling to colleagues when they needed no distractions. Haar said they worked out when they were wasting time and worked smarter, not harder. Barnes said the experiment had potential implications for everything from work-life balance to the gender pay gap and the mental well-being of workers. Could it motivate employees to produce better work in a shorter period of time? The academics who studied the employees said that in November last year, just over half of the staff said they felt they could balance their work and home commitments. And the founder of the company said he came up with the idea after reading a report that suggested people spent less than 3 hours of their workday being productive. So if you've got a whole 8-hour workday,
yep,
and people are just goofing off, you know, for half of that time, and they, you know, there's an hour for lunch or whatever, and then they actually only get 3 hours worth of work done, then, hey, saying step up your game, we'll give you an extra day you don't have to work, appears to be working out.
Yep.
He says he's considering making the move permanent and says it will benefit working mothers most, since those returning from work from maternity leave often negotiated a part-time hours but performed the equivalent of full-time work.
And I've known other companies that they'll do 12-hour shifts, mm-hmm, to where 1 week you work 3 days, the second week you work four.
So it balances out.
And it balances out, and you're paid biweekly on, you know, like 80 hours.
Staff stress levels decreased by 7 percentage points across the board as a result of the trial, while stimulation, commitment, and a sense of empowerment improved significantly. While at work, overall life satisfaction increasing by 5 percentage points. Further, about half of the employees, 54%, said they could balance their workload, and that jumped to 78% afterwards.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.